This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Northeast Louisiana has had six students take their own lives since August of 2010. Local officials have since invested in training for teachers, administrators, and school counselors. KEDM education reporter John Hughes wanted to explore how much of that message was getting through to students. KEDM hosted a panel of high school students at our studios at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The results are a special half-hour program broadcast next Thursday at 5 p.m. John joins me now to talk about the program. How did the idea for this panel discussion get started?
This was something that had been developing in the community for quite some time. We were looking at some very tragic incidences which had occurred in the Ouachita Parish School District over about 20 months. This is what some scientists call a cluster of suicides, and it's a very serious problem. A cluster, as I understand it, is three or more suicides in one area. So when we have as many as seven in one place, alarm bells have gone off for the community. And I think the community's responded very well to this. I think, though, that what inspired me here at KEDM to want to do this story had to do with the fact that student voices had not been heard on this. We'd had all kinds of community response, and that was definitely laudable. There was the Hope Now rally. There's been training in schools. There has been all kinds of awareness around this. I think there's a real heightened sense of this is a big problem in the community at this point. And so to not let this sit in the background, to make sure that this is something that people are still paying attention to. One more death is far too many. We can't have this happen again. And to have student voices on this, giving their opinions, I think was a very valuable thing to do. And this is why we have pursued this at KEDM.
While the topic of teen suicide isn't something we want to sensationalize, would you say that certainly the fact that there haven't been any more suicides since last fall proves that some of these efforts are bearing fruit?
I think it's a good indicator, sure. I think that we had that response from students when I spoke with them. One of the things that I touched on was are adults getting the message? Is there something that they're missing? I mean, there were a couple of spots where the kids thought that, yeah, maybe adults weren't getting it. But as far as the response, the general response, I think that there was a sense that the community has rallied, and there is a sense that this is being addressed in an appropriate, strong manner. I think that there is a real push against letting anybody slip through the cracks. I know that when I spoke with Ouachita Parish School Psychologist Flint Smith about this, he tells me that every person who is on faculty or staff in any of the Ouachita Parish District schools is being trained and is on high alert to make sure that no student is sitting in a corner in despair. If there's anything that they can do about it, this is being addressed as far as I'm able to tell.
Listening to student voices in this panel discussion for the special on KEDM next week, how did you go about selecting the students for the panel?
Well, I think I depended on my relationship with Flint Smith. Flint and I had kind of hooked in when the story originally broke about all the student suicides in Ouachita Parish. And he was very candid in his approach to what was happening. He talks about that in the interview that listeners will be able to hear on the 19th. It was Going to Flint's office and trying to get an understanding of what was happening. I mean, he gave me some general information about suicide and some specifics about what was happening in Ouachita Parish. Through that, he was able to tap into the student body in Ouachita Parish schools and got together some students, some really well-spoken students, some very loquacious, others a little quieter in their approach. But I think that the mix of students that we have for the broadcast on the 19th is very representative of the student body. I think these are bright students, and I think that they bring a perspective to this very serious, very terrible issue that is really, really worth listening to.
You mentioned depression being one of the things that they addressed in the training for faculty and for administrators. Also, I know you talked about bullying, especially cyberbullying.
This is true, and this comes up in the interview sessions that I've done with the students. And what I hear is that cyberbullying is it's kind of akin to the old school of graffiti on a wall. You know, you can put something really nasty and mean saying something about somebody and you don't sign your name to it. I guess there's more of an electronic trail these days with that kind of thing. But still in all, a very bullying type of message can be put out there, and it can really alienate and isolate children. Children who are, of course, have less life experience and are less able to deal with somebody saying something nasty about them. I mean, think of the context. The social context for a teenager is really, that's in many cases, that's their entire world. And if that's shown to be groundless or without foundation, that can be very devastating and it's very depressing. It's just a nasty bullying kind of tactic which has developed over the past several years.
You also talked with a suicide survivor, Loyal Miller, who has a very powerful story, but also a story that has a lot of hope to it.
Mr. Loyal Miller, I was really glad that he came and joined us. Nearly 20 years ago, he tried to take his own life, and I'm not going to discuss here the manner in which he tried that. He goes over that in the interview that I did with him as part of our special. As far as his message, he was in a place of despair nearly 20 years ago, and he himself was a teenager and decided that the only way out was to take his own life. He survived that suicide attempt. Really, it's the kind of thing to hear him tell the story. It's a very emotional story, and even just thinking about it, I really get it's emotional for me to even think about. But his message is, look, I survived this, and he did so through faith, was the way he put it. I think it's a continual recovery for Loyal Miller is the sense that I get. I don't think that there's a day that goes by, at least so he says, that he doesn't think about the suicide attempt, but he attributes his recovery to faith.
So the special next week on KEDM Public Radio is certainly something that will be of value to parents.
Absolutely. And we encourage parents, teachers, school administrators, anybody who cares to help prevent suicide in our area to tune in. 5 o'clock Thursday, April the 19th, during All Things Considered. You can also hear some sort of lead up stories on Morning Edition as well as on All Things Considered, detailing some of the events that we will be discussing.
John Hughes is KEDM's education reporter as part of the Southern Education Desk. The special coming up on Thursday, April 19th at 5 p.m. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.